It's 88.5 with Nick Harcourt. Good morning. Brittany Howard is in our studio. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
It's been a little while since we last saw you. I think it was on the first go-round with Alabama Shakes about 7 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You've been busy. While.
Well, I like to stay busy.
I think we also did a podcast for the Guitar Center show that I used to do as well. That was the first time I met you, right here in Northridge as well, at the Guitar Center that day.
Mm-hmm. I remember doing that.
Well, we got tons to talk about, but the first thing up is you're going to play some music. Obviously, the album is Jamie, and nominated for a couple of Grammys. Congratulations.
Ah, thank you.
What's the first song you're going to play for us?
The first song I'm going to play is a song called Short and Sweet.
All right. Brittany Howard at 88.5 with Nick Harcourt. Good morning.
There are miles between us, time between us, there is something between us. I may be a fool to dream of you, but God, it feels so good to dream at all. Something short and sweet. There's always a lot of
It's 88.5 with Nick Harcourt. Good morning. Brittany Howard is in studio with us this morning. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I mentioned when we started just about 5 minutes or so ago that you were here with Alabama Shakes on the first go-round about 7 years or so ago, and there's so much has happened in between then and now. Obviously, we don't really have that much time to go into it, but suffice it to say, you've done pretty well.
Oh, thanks.
You're doing all right, right?
Yeah, I'm always doing good.
Yeah, with the success of Alabama Shakes and the two albums, when did you figure it might be time to do a set of songs that were just you?
I just creatively, that's just where I was going. That's what I was excited by. I was excited to do something that I created from the ground up. I had never really done it like that before, a whole record like that. So that was just something exciting, and that was just what I was receiving creatively.
So when did that come about? When did the idea and the concept around this come for you?
I think it was like last July.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How did you sit down and start writing these songs?
A song like I just played, Short and Sweet, that just showed up. And I just sat down with a guitar and started with a little funny chord.
Mm-hmm.
And it just took me from there. And then some of the songs were songs I already had on my laptop that I had already constructed. Some were half finished.
I'm wondering if you already sort of had songs kicking around that you weren't sure what to do with, and perhaps they ended up becoming solo songs. Were there any songs that you had thought about doing with Alabama Shakes, or was these just a completely different batch?
I mean, I wanted to do History Repeats, but then it just somehow didn't really fit. Like, that wasn't working out. So I was just like, oh, never mind. And put it to the side.
Right. So that one was kicking around for a little while?
Yeah.
Okay. When you decided that it was a solo record, the record is called Jamie, which is named after your sister. Can you tell us a little bit about the idea behind this collection and honoring her?
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing on the record that directly is about my sister, but the collection of these songs is just things that arrived, and a lot of it just had to do with what I was going through in my life and how I was processing that with music, with creation. And the reason I named the album Jamie was because that's who taught me how to use my imagination and how to appreciate being a creative person and how to just use my own two hands to, you know, form my reality and make things. And that's why I named it after her, because that was my first teacher. And I felt like if I was doing this on my own for the first time, then, well, I'd have to give her a shout out, you know.
Of course, yeah. So the songs are about you, aren't they? I mean, they're personal experiences. Maybe you can sort of dig into that a little bit for me and tell us about growing up and obviously your experiences that led to these songs.
Yeah, that's a long conversation. But where I came from it's a pretty small town. It was in the county, so it was country, like, you know, farm animals and cornfields and cotton fields and things like that. And I was always playing outside, spent most of my time outside, and spent a lot of time alone, too. And so just using my imagination and being creative in those ways and just, you know, kicking around with all the neighborhood kids. And I grew up like that, you know, not a lot of video games, just you know, nature. And, you know, grew up in an interracial family. Mom's white, dad's black. And growing up in the South in the late 80s during that time, it was quite a time to be alive.
you're sort of skimming over it, I think, a little bit. I'm going to encourage you to sort of dig into it a little bit, if you don't mind. I mean, obviously, this is your life and your experience as well. I can imagine from what you're saying and conversations I've had with other biracial people that this was probably something that was very difficult for you to come to terms with.
I think What was difficult to come to terms with, as far as that goes, is why I couldn't play at some kids' houses or why they couldn't come to my houses. I really had no idea why I couldn't play with some kids or why we could never have other children over. You know, we had the trailer park kids over, but I am of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
So. But it was really hard on my parents, and I just remember that really hurting, seeing them being judged for loving.
So you wrote, I believe, some of these songs up in Topanga. Is that right?
Yeah, I needed to get away from Nashville and get away from all the distractions.
Tell us a little bit about that. I believe that you rented a place up there for a little while and workshopped some of the songs. Can you give us a little bit of an idea behind that, what that was like?
Yeah, so I came to Topanga thinking that the weather was going to be nice and mild. And so I had my little studio set up in a greenhouse, you know. And then the heat wave hit, 104 degrees up in the mountains. And I'm in this greenhouse sweating to death.
I'm thinking this is, remembering the summers, this is probably, what, last summer or the summer before? I know we had a couple of really tough ones.
Oh, it was just last year.
Last year was horrible.
It was horrible. But that's when I was doing this record. So, you know.
In a greenhouse, though, Brittany.
Well, yeah, that's the only space I had. And I made it work. I got on Amazon.com and I got me a little miniature air conditioning unit tried to make it work.
Good move.
Yeah.
I used to live up there, and obviously we're not that far away from there now. It's been regarded as a creative space for many, many years. A lot of musicians spent time up there writing and creating. Being in a place like that, did that bring something to the songwriting?
I wasn't even aware of it.
Right.
I literally went because someone I met in passing was like, oh, you should check out Topanga Canyon. It's really beautiful. And then I just like went for it, rented a house, and it is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I was very, creatively frustrated because I was like, I got to write a record, and I got like a month to do it.
Mm.
And I was freaking out. But everything was so pretty. So that was great. But I was so tortured inside. I was like, I just want songs.
Is songwriting something that comes and goes for you? Is it sometimes easy, sometimes not so much?
It's this crazy thing that I do when I want to make a record, but other than that, I don't even think about it. I just perform and sing and do all of those things pertaining to my songs that I have created previously. And then when it's time to make a record again, usually the way I go is just like, okay, record, album, tour.
Right.
And then I'll take like maybe a month off. And then I'm like, I got to do something again. And that's why I have so many projects outside of this, outside the Shakes.
So do you have to discipline yourself in that way? I've shared this story on the air before, so anybody who's heard it, sorry. But I had the good fortune to interview Nick Cave a few times over the years. And I remember him telling me years ago that he has an office. You know, he lives in London, and he has an office. And when it's time to write an album, he, you know, says goodbye to the family in the morning, and he goes to work and writes songs. And that's the only way he can do it, the way he has to discipline himself. Is that something that you have to do? Not necessarily office hours, but you have to set the time aside to deliberately write.
That's part of it. I mean, anybody who writes, you have to make the time to do it. But also, I think part of my discipline is not trying to write. It's like you're creating a space for you to receive creation and be creative instead of forcing yourself to be creative. And it's like a kind of fine line, because you do need to make time for it, but also you don't want to force it, because then you're shutting yourself off, you know, to what could be.
Has that process changed for you through the years? Has it changed from writing for a band and writing just for yourself?
No. It's always the same. I think doing my project Thunder Bitch was like different. I think it was a bit more collaborative and more free roaming. But with the Shakes, you know, I usually started with some sort of blueprint or something that I made. I always had demos, and then we would go over and change some things around. And this is kind of the same way. I just had all these demos and went to the studio, but not much changed. It showed up the way it was.
Do you have a preference, performing or studio work?
Studio. I like performing a lot. That's where I get a lot of my freedoms. But I just really love being in the studio and creating and making sounds.
So the album came out a couple of months ago, and History Repeats nominated for a couple of Grammys last week. How much attention do you pay to that kind of stuff?
Well, if the Grammys Commission's listening, I'd love the Grammys. I love them. Keep them coming.
I know that you were wrapping up some dates here last night. Actually, you did Kimmel last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just are you finishing up now for the holidays and getting ready to take a little time off?
Yeah, this is my last day of work for 7 days.
Well, we're so happy that you came here to finish it. You finished the tour here in Northridge. How fantastic is that?
Yeah.
It's great to see you again. I really appreciate you coming in. I know we were going to do this a little while ago, but we had to reschedule it. So thank you for doing that and making sure that you came back here, because we're big fans and have been of all of your work. Next year, just more of the same, more touring?
Yeah, so far.
Okay.
More touring, and I don't know, maybe I'll do some more songs soon. Maybe I'll write some new songs.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to switch it up.
All right. Where are you going to go for the next batch? Somewhere warm, somewhere cold, somewhere rainy?
Oh, let's see. I'm going to go to Iceland.
Iceland?
Yeah, I'm going to go before it melts.
All right, you should. It's almost gone. Listen, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming in. What are you going to wrap things up with?
You know, I'm going to do this song called Stay High. And I just want to say thank you for playing my music and supporting me. And it's always a happy, happy thing to be here.
Well, it's great to see you. Brittany Howard on the Nick Harcourt Show. It's 88.5. You're going to take us out, so we will we'll say our goodbyes now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Back to wherever it is that you come from, yeah. I just wanna stay high with you. Cause where I come from, everybody frowns and walks around with that ugly thing on their face. And where I come from, we work hard and grind and hustle all day. Yes, we do. Then comes the time. Ooh, there comes the time. The night where we get to play. And we laugh and smile and jump. With you.
baby.